This is Like Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Between now and next spring, WUWM and Milwaukee Public Television are examining the issues surrounding the high rate of incarceration among African-American men in Milwaukee County. The story features a lot of numbers and statistics, but each of those statistics, in turn, has its own story. And while experts can offer their analysis on why so many black men are serving time, each of the men themselves has his own reasons. WUWM's Susan Bentz stepped inside the statistics with a visit to the Milwaukee County House of Correction in Franklin. We meet five Milwaukee residents serving time there.
Paris Billups walked into the small visiting room with attitude. He describes himself as an intelligent guy on the competitive side who's had to figure out how to handle anger, starting with an altercation with a fellow high school student. Billups was 15.
I hurt somebody and could have been taken to Wales or Ethan Allen's or whatever, but the judge has sentenced me to a year of community service, where I had to read to kids for a whole year. If I did that the whole year every Saturday, I wouldn't have to go to any other further recommendation. So I did that. I completed that, and it helped me a lot.
So you had anger from somewhere, and you had a hard time controlling it?
I don't know. I think it was just a natural thing. I've always been an aggressive kid, very competitive.
A jealousy-induced spat led to Billups' first prison term.
You know, I felt a need to protect myself, so to speak. And I took it overboard, went further on the physical aspect.
This person survived what was
Yes, horrible bodily harm, substantial battery. So it was very, substantial. Actually, his jaw was... He's always broken.
While in prison, Billups plugged into anger management courses. After his release, Billups discovered he had more to learn. His wife had just given birth to their son. Billups wanted to pitch in and pick up baby supplies. That meant plugging into the government WIC program. Billups' wife's name, not his, was registered. Billups says he hit a roadblock with a store manager.
He told me that I couldn't redeem my items, and I care about my son, you know what I mean? So where I come from, when those things are being attacked, you know, that's when I become physical. He told me to get the hell out of the store with derogatory demeanor and everything about it and a racist demeanor about it. I hit him. I hit him once, but I hit him.
So they sent you back in?
Yeah, they sent me back in. So I did that time.
And how long was that?
That was another year and a half.
Billups emerged at 23, anger not yet conquered. He erupted when the mother of his oldest child criticized Billups' wife on Facebook.
I felt my wife was being attacked in that way. It got to me. I pushed her on the ground, and she fell on ice. But it wasn't, something where I beat her up. But I did push her on ice. So that's why I'm currently in here. But along the way, I've taken up anger management throughout all the incarcerations. And this time, I can honestly say the concept that the teacher has brought to me, it made me realize the anger has always been my thoughts and my interpretation, my ego that has been bruised.
Nearly 26 now, Billups says he's prepared to take on the world and provide for his family.
Do you feel any sense that your options are more limited having come back into the system again?
It's all depends on who you are as a person, how you conduct yourself. And I've even with my criminal background before even this particular situation, I utilized my resume along with my personality and, was able to get a job 4 months after I came out of my second prison bed or that second incarceration, 4 months, mm-hmm. 4 months. And I got into school within 4 months. Mm-hmm. So it's just depending on who you are. And how people perceive of you and what you do to create that perception.
40 years, Billups Sr., Larnell Friend paints a far less optimistic picture.
My life is practically over with. But these younger dudes, they're more deadlier. They're dangerous. They're not going to accept their lives being tangled with these people that set this. They just set this time status thing up the way. If somebody see me do something out here, I'm going to kill them. And I'm telling you this because I talk to them. You know, ain't no gonna put me back in no cage no more.
Friend's frustration teeters at the boiling point throughout our conversation. He's in the House of Corrections now after decades of being incarceration-free. Friend's family moved to Milwaukee when he was a child. His parents had been cotton farmers in Tennessee. Friend maintains that as a boy, he was intimidated to plead guilty to multiple petty crimes, things like stealing soda pop from a church and cash from a neighboring restaurant. Friend says by age 19, he had evolved into a real criminal.
How to hotwire cars and how to burglarize this and how to break locks and stuff and safes.
That led to prison time. But Friend says he went on to a normal life, raised a family, ran a trucking business. His dusty felony record came back to haunt him last year. Friend was found guilty of possessing a gun. He says it belonged to an acquaintance. Friend insists he was forced to pick it up when his son's dog attacked him.
Sack is the gun and shoot him. I felt what I did was just for me. I'm fighting this down for my life. And I'm doing time for something back then, right now. I'm in my house. And this dog attacks me. And I killed it. Because he was trying to kill me.
38-year-old Deron Banks echoes Friend's frustration. He's serving 9 months for being attached to a firearm he says wasn't his. Banks was visiting his mom at the time.
Police come in my mother's house and has a search warrant for drugs. Find no drugs. The gun was registered in my mother's name. Just because I was in the same room that the gun was at, I get charged with felony with possession. Because I got this felony under my name for failure to support.
Banks acknowledges he made some bad decisions after graduating from Custer High School and before he got backed up paying child support.
Once I graduated, I was working at a temp service. I smoked marijuana, made a couple of bad decisions. Driving tickets, that was to the most. And besides that, once my baby mother got mad at me, she started calling the child support agency and they just put warrants, and that's it.
At 20 years of age, Banks was incarcerated in northern Wisconsin.
14 months up north with killers, real killers, and you in there because you couldn't find no job, and here goes somebody next to you that actually murdered somebody. It's like, oh, man, it put a damper on your brain. It really messed you up mentally.
Since then, Banks been in and out of jail.
20 to 30 times for a week, from a week up to a month. You know, if you get a ticket or you get caught driving or anything like that, and you don't got your license.
Banks worked a string of temp jobs over the years. He says it's hard to hold a decent-paying job when you're repeatedly hauled off to jail.
Until you just stop it and do a whole totally 360.
Banks says for the last couple of years, he's been on course. He and his uncle started a home improvement business that's waiting for his release. Banks says he's providing for his three kids, ages 9 to 16.
I got two little girls and a son, and I point them out and I don't keep no secrets so they won't make the mistakes that I have made.
Antoine Flores said his life's trajectory as a teenager, growing up in a drug and gang-infested Northside Milwaukee neighborhood. While his three siblings emerged successfully on solid ground, Flores says he wanted to fit in.
I had sold drugs before, smoked marijuana and everything. Used to drink. When I was 16, there's a liquor store by my house, and I used to go in there. They thought I was older. I used to go in there and buy 40 ounces of beer and stuff, standing on the corners, drinking and stuff with the older guys.
So the drugs, marijuana, what else?
Just marijuana. A lot of people that was on crack cocaine and everything. I was just one of the lucky few that didn't go that route.
Flores ended up in jail at 18 for driving a stolen car and weapons possession charges. He says at the time, incarceration suited him fine. By the time he hit his mid-20s, he'd been back three times, and he didn't mind.
We used to better walk the yard. Whenever we want, we just sign out on a piece of paper. We used to better smoke our cigarettes, go to canteen. We had microwaves and hot water there, and it was like a home away from a home, but you just had the guards telling you what you can do and what you can't do. And but as long as you live under their rules and stuff, it was pretty much just like being at home.
By the end of that last, or into that last time around, did you feel that same way?
No, I didn't feel that way because I was telling myself, what type of life is this? This is not no positive life. What can I show my daughter and stuff. And then my mother and they used to always come and visit me all the time. And then, like, around the third time, she told me, well, if you go back to jail, you go back to prison again, I'm not going to be coming to see you. And I think that was opened my eyes, because just sitting in prison, not having getting no mail from nobody, nobody coming to visit you, anything like that, it seemed like you just in there by yourself, like a lot of people now. You know, even here at the House of Correction, there's a lot of people that don't get visits, don't get mail, or don't have nowhere to go when they get out, and it's like they just stuck up in here. So I had to open my own eyes and ask myself, is this the life you want to live the rest of your life? And I choose not to live like this no more.
By the age of 32, Flores says he'd successfully launched a home remodeling business. So why, at 39, is he at the House of Corrections now? Flores violated a restraining order he didn't even know existed.
Me and the guy had got into it, and we got to fight, and he went and put a restraining order on me, and I didn't know it was on me. I went to the police station to get a parking permit, get some papers, and they ran my name and said I had a warrant out for me. When I found out, I wasn't mad at him because I knew I was wrong, and I'm man enough to accept my responsibilities. When I was younger, I probably would have tried to fight it or try to go after him and stuff like that, but I done grew up now, so I accept my responsibility and got the 6 months that the judge had ordered me to do here now.
By the time this story airs, 41-year-old James Collins has been released from the Milwaukee County House of Correction. When I met him, the Milwaukee resident was wrapping up a 65-day sentence for driving after revocation. Translation?
Driving with no license. But it stemmed from being arrested for driving while I had been drinking. All this stemmed from that. That's why my license was revoked. That's why I'm doing a sentence for driving after revocation.
As you've guessed by now, there's a backstory. It started in Beloit, Wisconsin, where Collins was raised by his mom. When he was 15, she died. Her loss devastated Collins.
I don't know what else I can say. She was my everything. She was my first teacher. She was person that listened to me and gave me advice and told me don't do certain things and why not to do them. And she was everything to me.
He moved in with his dad, a person Collins barely knew and who was in and out of prison.
From about age 15 to about 18, I think I'll say I kind of raised myself. And I went to prison when I was 20 years old. Like I said, I was pretty much on my own and making my own decisions and choices, and obviously, not all of them were the right ones.
So what choice was it that led to prison?
Battery, fighting people, just not doing what was right.
How long were you in prison the first time?
The first time I went to prison, I received a 5-year prison sentence.
Collins calls the experience uneventful.
Basically, I felt like I was being warehoused and put away for a little while. Just
did you get any kind of counseling?
Yeah, I received, they sent me, when I was on my way out of prison, I went to Thompson Correctional Center, and there they did criminal thinking. You know, they tried to show us a different way, a way to look at, you know, taking responsibility for what we did. It wasn't where we were blaming other people for it. No one sent us to prison but ourselves. I received my HSED, did some job training there, had a job in prison, earned money. When I left prison, I had about $4,000. So I wasn't just broke when I got out of jail. I had a little start.
Is there any way you can look at that time as you're being perhaps better off than when you went in?
I wouldn't say I was better off. I'd say I came out with a different way of thinking, but...
So what was your way of thinking coming out?
That I didn't want to go back to jail. I wanted to do things different. I wanted to be, you know, a better person, try to be a better man, you know. And I have to say I didn't go back to prison after that. You know, and that's been almost 25 years ago, and I haven't been back to prison, so.
Yet Collins describes most of those years in between as chaotic. He worked pretty consistently, but never stayed with one job very long.
I worked for a bike manufacturer. I worked for a place that built yard swings.
Did guns or drugs, were they part of your life at all or not?
Well, I still hung around people that I had associated with before who were involved in things like that, the selling drugs and the criminal element. I guess I'd have to consider myself lucky for not getting caught up in some of those things I was still involved with.
Now Collins claims he intends to abandon chaos and strive for calm. He thinks the bindery job he'd held for a record 9 months before being sentenced will be waiting for him. Collins missed his just-turned 9-year-old daughter's birthday, so he planned to take her to the zoo the day after his release, by bus. Memories of his mother bubbled up through our conversation.
I think I'm still trying to get to that place where I think that, you know, she'd be content and happy with the way I am or the way things are going for me. I'm on my way, but I don't believe I've gotten there yet.
For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz's story was part of the Project Milwaukee Black Men in Prison series, produced in conjunction with Milwaukee Public Television. You can hear all the segments in the 6-month series at wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee. We'll take a break now, but keep listening. Writer Patrick Ness does not soft pedal tough issues to his audience of young readers. We'll hear about his latest novel for young adults when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.